And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Summer has just begun, I understand, but believe it or not, it's only a couple of months away from school starting. Sorry, kids, have a good summer. But when you do get to school, you're going to need a backpack. And here are two wonderful people from the Holy Family Episcopal Church, the Reverend Amber Evans, and backpack lead Ken Myers, to discuss exactly how they make that happen. This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Welcome, Amber and Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. When and how did this initiative start?
The initiative started with our youth group about 29 years ago. And the first year we helped 27 children with backpacks and school supplies. It's grown, and this last year we helped 483 children with backpacks and school supplies.
What percentage of the school district is that? That's a lot. It sounds a lot.
Well, there are about 800 children in the school district who qualify for school lunches. So that's kind of the population that we're aiming at. And we're getting roughly 500 so far. Hopefully we can get the other 300. And there's around 2,400, 2,700 students in the district. So that kind of gives you a rough idea. So it's a significant portion.
Yeah, that's shocking, really, you think, in this day and age. So you get these backpacks. First of all, how do you finance that? Who pays for them?
As far as financing it, there's a couple of different sources. The Friends of the Library provides us with a very large donation. Also, the Episcopal Impact Fund and several Episcopal churches around the peninsula provide money, as do some of the local churches and the Jewish community. It's also the Lions Club, the Odd Fellows, the Rotary, and so on. So it's truly a community effort.
And this was the first year that we were participating in Coastside Gives.
Yes, and that was another big source of funds.
Oh, that's very effective. I know the station really supports that. Fantastic. And once you get the backpacks, I understand, Ken, that you were able to source them from various organizations during sales.
Exactly.
Ken is an amazing shopper. He's always watching for the sales, so he's especially paying attention right after the big back-to-school shopping season happens. After the backpack giveaway happens in August, he'll start looking around October for the sales to start, and he'll be keeping his eye out to purchase backpacks throughout the rest of the year whenever they go on sale. So we're always getting shipments of backpacks at the church. And in the same way, he's shopping for school supplies. So inside each backpack or in a tote bag that comes with the backpack, the students receive a tote bag full of school supplies. They're by age. So we have a set of school supplies for kindergartners, for elementary age, and for the upper grades 6 through 12. And the supplies are what the teachers in the schools have told us that the students need. And then Ken is watching for those supplies, and he's buying them in bulk that the students will have what they need, and we're able to provide them at a lower cost. The overall cost for the backpack drive is about $60 per student for these supplies and the backpack. And if a parent were to make these purchases on their own, it would probably cost twice that or even more to purchase those school supplies.
I've heard the horror stories that teachers sometimes have to, I'm not sure about this district, but certainly statewide, they have to buy their own supplies for the children because there's not enough. They must appreciate this as well.
They do, and we have a number of teachers who actually volunteer for the program.
Oh, on top of their job, that's hard enough. Wow.
They like to help distribute and organize the supplies.
Once you get the supplies, you've got the backpacks. Who assembles them? Are they volunteers?
So we'll be looking for volunteers to help stuff all of the totes. We buy these shopping totes, so there's black and orange totes, school colors. And so depending on the grade, they'll get either a black or an orange tote, or we also have some blue totes that we'll use for the kindergarten and pre-Ks.
Does it take a long time to do this process? I know you distribute. We're going to get into distribution in a minute. But sometime in August, actually, is it a couple of weeks to set them all up or days?
takes us probably a couple of hours to set up. We use the Coastside Hope Warehouse. They're a key partner of in this program. They both identify the children and make sure that they qualify based on income, but they also provide us facilities. So we use their facility on Main Street to do the distribution, and we use their warehouse, which is up in the industrial part of the harbor, to actually stuff the totes there, and we have volunteers, and we'll have volunteer shifts to do that. It goes pretty quickly. Yeah. We get a lot of volunteers, so usually takes us about 2 days to do the stuffing.
A lot of totes.
It's 500 totes.
When you say qualify, what are the qualifications to participate in the program?
So the main qualification is you need to be a student in the Cabrillo School District, and the second is income-based, and it's 50% or less of the income level here, the average income level here on the coast. Or it's actually for San Mateo County, I believe.
Just to remind our listeners, the Cabrillo School District extends from Monterra down to South Half Moon Bay. And so if you want to give an email or a website address for any potential volunteers to sign up.
So that's easy. It's backpacks@holyfamilyhmb.org.
And would it be the same email for participating in the program? Or is that a different one?
So this would be for participating in the program would be with Coastside Hope.
Through Coastside Hope. You mentioned qualifications and to sign up.
John, can I mention another way people can help?
Yes, please.
So in addition to the school supplies that go into the totes, because we partner with Friends of the Library, we're able to provide donated books to the children. And there's a big table of books that the children can pick from to put into their backpack. And so right now, if you have gently used children's books, you can donate them at the library. Just come into the front desk with your books and let someone know that you'd like to donate these to the backpack drive. And that is one way that anyone can get involved and help out with this project.
So it really is truly a community effort in so many multifaceted ways to help.
Absolutely. The volunteers who help with this come from so many of our community organizations. They come from the schools, they come from the National Charity League, they come from the churches and the social organizations. It's an amazing community effort.
And the feedback you get from the parents, and we've heard about the teachers, what about the parents?
The parents and the children are so grateful and excited. I was able to, in my first year at Holy Family last year, participate in the distribution day of the backpacks, and it was so joyful to see the children come up to the table and see all of the backpacks, because they are they're really high quality backpacks. They look like all the backpacks that the children will have at school. They're not in any way stigmatizing or different. They don't look like they're something that you got secondhand or something like that. So the kids come up to the table and they see all the choices of these really cool backpacks that Ken has done a great job selecting. And maybe there's pink sparkles or something really cool and sporty that that someone might be interested in. And the children's eyes just really light up that they get to choose from this great selection. And it's just wonderful to watch. And so, of course, the parents are delighted to see their children be excited. Mm. And as a volunteer, it's also really rewarding to watch that.
Well, I applaud you. It's such a fantastic job you're doing. So tell us about Holy Family Episcopal Church.
Thank you. Holy Family is a small congregation on the south side of Half Moon Bay. We're on Highway 1, Cabrillo Highway. We're south of Cameron's, and you might have seen us. We have a big red barn. We're located in a historic farmhouse, and we also have a preschool on our site, so we share that space with a really wonderful children's center. If you're looking for a really enriching and loving place to have care for your 2, 3, and 4-year-olds, it's a fantastic children's center called Holy Family Children's Center. And our congregation, our Sunday church service is at 10 in the morning. We like to say that we're a small but mighty church. A lot going on for a little community. We have a lot of fellowship and social opportunities. We have a lot of spiritual learning that we do together and growing together. And we have, as you can tell, a lot of outreach because we believe that our job is to share love in the community.
And how would they reach you?
A great way to get a feel for what Holy Family is like is to visit our website. It's holyfamilyhmb.org. You can find a link to our online sermons there, and you can read about, you know, what we're like and what we have going on.
Well, thank you both for your service to the community. It's truly inspiring. This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
John Williams with a report on the annual Back to School Backpack Program. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.